Friends and family of the slain journalist Jamal Khashoggi today mark 1 year since he was killed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Khashoggi was contributing columnist for the Washington Post and a critic of the Saudi government. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman denies he ordered the killing, but a CIA assessment found there's high confidence that he did. Joining us now is David Miliband, who's chief executive of the International Rescue Committee and former UK Foreign Secretary. Welcome back.
Thanks very much.
So you wrote on Twitter today that Khashoggi's killing has come to epitomize an age of impunity, not because it is isolated, but because it is symptomatic of a world without rules or accountability. What do you mean by that?
I mean that we're living through a time when more civilians are being killed in war than at any time since the end of the Cold War, that more aid workers are being targeted in the conduct of war in a way that is wholly contrary to international humanitarian law. And I mean that the perpetrators of these crimes are not being held accountable. And that leads to a cycle where more of the belligerents in conflicts around the world feel they can get away with anything, and so they therefore do anything, from chemical weapons to bombing coachloads of children to laying siege to towns and cities and starving the population.
As we said, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, denies that he ordered Khashoggi's killing. Here he is speaking last week with Nora O'Donnell on CBS's 60 Minutes.
How could you not know if this was carried out by people who are close to you?
Today, the investigations are being carried out. And once charges are proven against someone, regardless of their rank, it will be taken to court. No exception made.
Has there been any accountability for Khashoggi's murder in Saudi Arabia in the year since it's happened?
Well, the short answer to that is no. There are trials ongoing of some of those who are alleged to be involved. But obviously, the Khashoggi murder has come to epitomize this sense that opponents can be disposed of without remedy. And so the lack of remedy can only be seen as a sign of encouragement. And that's why I think it's so important that countries like the US take seriously their international responsibilities. We've seen Germany refuse to sell arms to Saudi Arabia that would be connected with the war in Yemen, which remains the world's largest humanitarian catastrophe, 24 million people in humanitarian need. And obviously, there's an ongoing debate about how the Khashoggi murder can be held accountable. Our point is that it's right to do so, but also to recognize it's part of a wider syndrome, and that wider syndrome needs to be addressed.
Well, there were calls after Khashoggi's killing here in the United States for the U.S. to stop supporting Saudi Arabia in the war in Yemen. Has that happened?
No, it hasn't, because although Congress did pass a very strong resolution condemning the war strategy, the failed war strategy in Yemen, the president twice vetoed the resolution that went through both the House of Representatives and the Senate. So there's unfinished business in respect of Yemen. And if there is to be any sense that Khashoggi's murder has been anything other than an appalling waste and an appalling crime, if there's no sense that there's no lesson for the war in Yemen, then really there's absolutely nothing to show for the year of protest that's been going on since the murder a year ago.
That is David Miliband, who is chief executive of the International Rescue Committee. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for your interest.